From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. House Democrats reached a deal today on details of a health care bill. A vote in a key committee is now expected by the end of the week. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Conservative Blue Dog Democrats bargained for changes to the bill going through the Energy and Commerce Committee right now. Arkansas's Mike Ross, the Blue Dog's leader, is on the committee.
We cut the cost of the bill by more than $100 billion. We've protected small businesses. We've ensured that any public option is on a level playing field. We have saved rural hospitals.
The agreement sets the stage for a vote by the full House in September after the summer recess. But Ross cautioned that his deal doesn't necessarily mean the debate will be smooth from now on.
This was a significant victory that I'm quite sure has left a lot of the liberals very unhappy right now.
Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued recommendations on who should be among the first to get vaccinated against swine flu. The CDC's Dr. Ann Schuchat says five groups have been identified.
These are groups that had higher risk of disease or who had greater burden of complications, and there are five groups that will be very helpful for our planning purposes going forward.
The five groups are pregnant women, healthcare workers, children 6 months and older, people at risk of complications from flu, and healthy 19 to 24-year-olds. Up to 160 million doses of the vaccine are expected to be available in mid-October. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced that Israel will buy a massive amount of a swine flu vaccine, enough for every citizen as soon as it becomes available. Health officials say Israel could have 700,000 cases in the coming year. Linda Gradstein has more from Jerusalem.
A spokesman for the Israeli Ministry of Health said that Israel is concerned that if it does not order the vaccine now, international supplies could run out. The first death from swine flu was reported here earlier this week, and several other Israelis are in the hospital in serious condition. Israel stopped testing for the disease a week and a half ago, after 1,500 verified cases. But health officials say they believe thousands more have fallen ill, and they predict up to 700,000 cases in the coming year. However, they said only a tiny fraction will suffer complications. Dozens of companies are currently working on a vaccine, and it's expected to be available in several months. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning through Thursday for interior areas of southwest Washington State and northwest Oregon. Temperatures in the Pacific Northwest have been hovering in the triple digits this week. In Seattle today, it was 102 degrees, the city's hottest on record. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials lost 26 points. The Nasdaq fell 7. This is NPR News. North Korea has captured a South Korean fishing boat with an unidentified number of crew members on board. The boat was captured off the east coast of the Korean Peninsula. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency quotes a military official as saying the vessel was towed to a North Korean port. The report said the boat may have strayed north of the maritime border after its navigation system failed. Eritrea could soon face sanctions unless it stops undermining security in neighboring Somalia. That's the message that the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations delivered today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Ambassador Susan Rice accused Eritrea of arming and supporting an extremist group known as the Al-Shabaab in Somalia, a group that the U.S. believes has ties to Al-Qaeda. Rice said that the U.S. and other U.N. Security Council members won't tolerate that. She told a congressional hearing in Washington that she's talking with her U.N. colleagues about the possibility of sanctions against Eritrea, though she did not elaborate. Her comments come as Secretary of State Hillary Clinton prepares for a seven-nation trip to Africa. Clinton's first stop is Kenya, where she is expected to meet officials from Somalia's weak transitional government. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Inconclusive results show Moldova's pro-Western center-right candidates leading communists by a slim margin in the former Soviet Republic's parliamentary elections. But opposition candidates are not expected to garner enough votes to elect a new president. Moldova has been in a political crisis since April parliamentary elections sparked violent protests. The opposition claimed that the vote was rigged by the government. Again, in stocks, the Dow lost 26 points. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.